Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mamrei Ram Golda, and today Maseches Gittin Daf Pei Aleph, the eighth parak Hazorik. The Zichu Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zichu Nishmas Chayah Hadas Bas Sender. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states: Kasam v'garsha es ishto v'nimlach. One who wrote a get to divorce his wife and then relented without giving it. Beis Shammai says that she is disqualified from marrying a Kohen. Beis Hillel says that even if the get was given but had a condition which remained unfulfilled, she's permitted to kahuna. Shmuel was asked about a Kohen who is rumored to have written a get for his wife. He said, Teitzeva davar tzarech bedika, she must leave the marriage, but the matter requires investigation. He was uncertain if the rumor about writing may have meant he actually gave the get. Since Rav Ashi says we ignore rumors which spread after marriage, the Gemara clarifies that Shmuel meant she must leave a second Kohen she marries after this husband dies. Rabbi Yochanan quoted an observation, Bo rei shol kedoros rishonim, doros achronim. Come and see that the later generations are not like the earlier generations. In the earlier generations, Beis Shammai disqualified the kahuna, where a get was merely written, whereas in later generations, Rabbi Dosi even allowed captives of idolaters to continue eating truma without concern they were violated by their captors. Pointing to the next mission states, a Magarsh is Ish Vulani Imo Bapundaki, one who divorces his wife, and she later lodges with him in an inn. Beis Shammai says she does not require a second get, and there's no concern they had relations for Kedushin purposes. Beis Hillel says that she does require a second get. All agree that if she was divorced as an Arusa, there's no concern for Kedushin, Mifnesha Ein Libo Gaspa, because he's not comfortable with her. Rabbi Yochanan says the machlokas only applies where Edim saw that they had relations. Beis Shammai holds the relations may have been promiscuous and not for Kedushin, but Beis Hillel holds, Ein Adam Osa Be'ilaso Be'ilasnos. A person does not have promiscuous relations and definitely intended them to be for Kedushin. However, if they were only secluded and no one witnessed relations, all would agree she does not need a get. The Gemara said our Mishnah, which distinguishes between Arusa and Nesua based on the likelihood of relations, clearly holds the Malchokas applies without witnesses to relations. And the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan followed a different Tana. According to our Mishnah's version, Beis Hillel holds, Amrin hen hen edi yichud hen hen edi bia. We see that aiding to the seclusion are effectively aiding to relations, and Beis Shammai disagrees. And point with you, the next Mishnah discusses a get kareach, a bald get, which refers to a get mekusher, a bound get, which has multiple folds which are sewn down, each requiring a signature on the outside. If any fold lacks a signature, it's a bald get and invalid. The Mishnah states, Knatsim a get kareach, if one married a woman based on a divorce through a bald get, Tetz mezeh mezeh b'kol drachim ha'eluba, she must leave both husbands, and all these penalties apply to her. The Gemara explains why a get kareach is invalid. Gezer mishim kulchem. It's a decree because of a concern that the husband told the aiding present at the time, all of you signed the get, and some didn't sign, invalidating the get. The Mishnah teaches that a get kareach may be rectified before delivery by having all blank spaces signed. But Nana says that even invalid aiding, such as thieves or slaves, can sign them, but Rabbi Kiva says only a relative can. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Kiva is concerned that if a disqualified witness signs, people may think he's become qualified, which is impossible in the case of a relative. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Kasav v'garsha es ishto v'nimlach, one who wrote a get to divorce his wife, and then relented without giving it, Beis Shammai says she's disqualified from marrying a Kohen. Beis Hillel says that even if the get was given, but had a condition which remained unfulfilled, she's permitted to kahuna. Shmuel was asked about a Kohen who is rumored to have written a get for his wife. He said, Teitzeva davar tzarech bedika, she must leave the marriage, but the matter requires investigation. He was uncertain if the rumor about writing may have meant he actually gave the get. Since Rav Ashi says we ignore rumors which spread after marriage, the Gemara clarifies that Shmuel meant she must leave a second Kohen she marries after this husband dies. Rabbi Yochanan quoted an observation, Bo rei shol kedoros rishonim, doros achronim. Come and see that the later generations are not like the earlier generations. In the earlier generations, Beis Shammai disqualified the kahuna, where a get was merely written, whereas in later generations, Rabbi Dosi even allowed captives of idolaters to continue eating truma without concern they were violated by their captors. Pointing to the next Mishnah states, a Magarsh is Ish Vulani Imo Bapundaki, one who divorces his wife, and she later lodges with him in an inn. Beis Shammai says she does not require a second get, and there's no concern they had relations for Kedushin purposes. Beis Hillel says that she does require a second get. All agree that if she was divorced as an Arusa, there's no concern for Kedushin, Mifnesha Ein Libo Gaspa, because he's not comfortable with her. Rabbi Yochanan says the Malchokas only applies where Edim saw that they had relations. Beis Shammai holds the relations may have been promiscuous and not for Kedushin, but Beis Hillel holds, Ein Adam Osa Be'ilaso Be'ilasnos. A person does not have promiscuous relations and definitely intended them to be for Kedushin. However, if they were only secluded and no one witnessed relations, all would agree she does not need a get. The Gemara said our Mishnah, which distinguishes between an Arusa and Nesua based on the likelihood of relations, clearly holds the Malchukas applies without witnesses to relations. And the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan followed a different Tana. According to our Mishnah's version, Beis Hillel holds, Amrin hen hen edi yichud hen hen edi bia. We see that aiding to the seclusion are effectively aiding to relations, and Beis Shammai disagrees. And point with you, the next Mishnah discusses a get kareach, a bald get, which refers to a get makusher, a bound get, which has multiple folds which are sewn down, each requiring a signature on the outside. If any fold lacks a signature, it's a bald get and invalid. The Mishnah states, Knasim a get kareach, if one married a woman based on a divorce through a bald get, Tetz mezeh mezeh b'kol drachim ha'elubah, she must leave both husbands, and all these penalties apply to her. The Gemara explains why a get kareach is invalid. Gezer mishim kulchem. It's a decree because of a concern that the husband told the aiding present at the time, all of you signed the get, and some didn't sign, invalidating the get. The Mishnah teaches that a get kareach may be rectified before delivery by having all blank spaces signed. But Nana says that even invalid aiding, such as thieves or slaves, can sign them, but Rabbi Kiva says only a relative can. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Kiva is concerned that if a disqualified witness signs, people may think he's become qualified, which is impossible in the case of a relative. All right, so now we get our simmon daf payoff, and our standard simmon is a grandpa. A grandpa, so here goes. While the grandpa in the green rocking chair was busy reminiscing that in his generation, even if a get was merely written, the wife was disqualified to the kahuna. His grandsons witnessed a man going to yichud with his ex-wife, which effectively made them edei bia. Just as a Cohen's ex-wife left the inn crying after discovering her get was a get kareach. Once again, it's a motion. While the grandpa, that must be one daf. Pay off. While the grandpa in the green rocking chair was busy reminiscing that in his generation, even if a get was merely written, the wife was disqualified to the kahuna. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan quoted an observation, Bor eshol kedor sevishonim dor sa'achronim. Come and see that the later generations are not like the earlier generations. In the earlier generations, Beis Shammai disqualified the kahuna, where a get was merely written, whereas in later generations, Rabbi Dosa even allowed captives of idolaters to continue eating truma without concern they were violated by their captors. So, while the grandpa in the green rocking chair was busy reminiscing that in his generation, even if a get was merely written, the wife was disqualified to the kahuna. His grandsons witnessed a man going to yichud with his ex-wife, which effectively made them edei bia, which reminds the Gemara discusses a concern for a second marriage where one spent the night with his divorcee, and we learn that Beis Hillel holds amrin hen hen edei yichud hen hen edei bia. We say that witnesses to seclusion are effectively witnesses to relations, and Beis Shammai disagrees. So, while the grandpa in the green rocking chair was busy reminiscing that in his generation, even if a get was merely written, the wife was disqualified to the kahuna. His grandsons witnessed a man going to yichud with his ex-wife, which effectively made them edei bia. Just as a Cohen's ex-wife left the inn crying after discovering her get was a get kareach, which reminds us, the next mission discusses a get kareach, a bald get, which refers to a get makusher, a bound get, which has multiple folds, which are sewn down, each requiring a signature on the outside. If any fold lacks a signature, it's a bald get and invalid. The Gemara explains why a get kareach is invalid. It's a gezer mishum kulchem. It's a decree because of a concern that the husband told the aiding present at the time, all of you signed the get, and some didn't sign, invalidating the get. So once again, while the grandpa in the green rocking chair was busy reminiscing that in his generation, even if a get was merely written, the wife was disqualified to the kahuna. His grandsons witnessed a man going to yichud with his ex-wife, which effectively made them edei bia. Just as a Cohen's ex-wife left the inn crying after discovering her get was a get kareach. All right, so now it's time for a four blabat chazar. Daf ein zayin. So the simmer daf ein zayin is an aze, a goat. So here goes. The green goat. Goat, that must be one daf ein zayin, A's. The green goat that got hit by a get that was thrown into the wife's courtyard, affecting her divorce, which reminds us, the eighth parak begins, Hazorik get le'ishta, one who throws a get to his wife, v'hi betok beso betok chatzera, and she was in her house, or her courtyard, hides magaresha, she's divorced, when it lands on her property, even without reaching her hand. A brisa provides a source from a pasuk v'nosim b'yoda, and he shall place the get in her hand. I would only know placing it in her hand affects divorce. Gaga Chatzera B'Karfeifim Anayim. From where do I know that placing in her roof, her courtyard, or her enclosure is also sufficient? Talmud Lomar V'Nasan Mikomakom. Therefore, the Torah says, and he places, teaching the get takes effect anywhere in her domain. A similar drush is made regarding a thief, and the Gemara explains why both drushes are needed. So the green goat that got hit by a get that was thrown into the wife's courtyard, affecting her divorce, saw the get and courtyard simultaneously turn pink now that they were in her possession, which reminds us, the Gemara is how a woman takes possession of a get with her chatzir, masha kansa isha kana bala. Whatever the woman acquires, the husband acquires. Since the husband retains rights in his wife's property, the get doesn't fully leave his domain by entering her chatzir. Two answers are offered, the second one being by Rav, who says, gita v'chatzera ban ke'echot. Her get and her chatzir come simultaneously, meaning the possession of the get and her exclusive ownership of her chatzir, which enables possessing the get, occur simultaneously. So the green goat that got hit by a get that was thrown into the wife's courtyard, affecting her divorce, saw the get and courtyard simultaneously turn pink now that they were in her possession, even though she was away on vacation in Tveria, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that placing the get in her chatzir affects divorce. Ula says, "V'hishol medes b'tzad beisa b'tzad chatzira." This applies only if she's standing near her house or her chatzir. Rabbi Oshia says, "Afili b'Tveria b'chatzira b'tzipori." Even if she's in Tveria and her chatzir is in Tzipori, or the reverse, she is divorced. Daf Ein Ches. So the simur Daf Ein Ches is someone going ach. So here goes. The frustrated husband who held up a green och sign. Och. That must be more on Daf Ein Ches. Och. The frustrated husband who held up a green uch sign when he was told that the get his wife took from behind him wasn't valid until he says, "Here is your get," which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, "Amar lo kin sishtar chov zeh." If a husband told his wife, "Accept this document of debt," or she found a document behind him and she reads it and behold, it's her get, it's not a valid get until he tells her, "Here is your get." The Gemara further clarifies the parameters of this case. So the frustrated husband held up a green uch sign when he was told that the get his wife took from behind him wasn't valid until he says, "Here is your get," and then held it up again when he threw it to her in Roshus Rabim and it landed closer to him, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, "Haisa omenes Roshus Rabim bezarkula." If she was standing in a Roshus Rabim and he threw the get to her, karavla magareshes. If it landed close to her, she's divorced. Karavlo ain't a magareshes. If it landed close to him, she's not divorced. If it was halfway, she's divorced and not divorced, meaning her status is in doubt. The same applies to a thrown kedushin or payment of a debt. Different opinions are given regarding what defines close to her, close to him, and halfway. So the frustrated husband who held up a green uch sign when he was told that the get his wife took from behind him wasn't valid until he says, "Here's your get," and then held it up again when he threw it to her in her shusa rabim and it landed closer to him, didn't realize he was going to strike out a third time when he attached a string to the get he gave to her that he could pull towards him, which reminds us, Rav Chisda said, that if the get's in her hand, but a string attached to it is in his hand, if he can pull the get and bring it to himself, she's not divorced. But if he cannot, because she's tightly gripping it, or because the string would snap, she is divorced. The reason she's not divorced when he can pull the get away is, be'in increases v'leika, we need a complete severance for divorce, and it's lacking where he can retake the get. Daf Ein Tes. So the simur Daf Ein Tes is a pen, and we often use a sofer with a quill. So here goes. The sofer who wrapped the get around his green quill. Quill? That must be more on Daf Ein Tes. Pen. 8. The sofer who wrapped a get around his green quill and practiced throwing the get into the airspace of the roof where his wife normally stands, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, "Haisa omenes al rosh agag." If the wife was standing on a rooftop and her husband threw the get up to her, once it reaches the airspace of the roof, harza magareshes, she's divorced. If he's on the roof and she's below in the chatzir, and he threw it towards her, she's divorced when it leaves the domain of the roof, even if it's destroyed before reaching her. So the sofer who wrapped the get around his green quill and practiced throwing the get into the airspace of the roof, where his wife normally stands, and then towards the airspace of her chatzir, surrounded by his chatzir, and her box within his box, which reminds us, the Gemara explains the difference between throwing a get into her chatzir, inside his chatzir, versus inside her box, inside his box. So the sofer wrapped the get around his green quill and practiced throwing the get into the airspace of the roof where his wife normally stands, and then towards the airspace of her chatzir surrounded by his chatzir and her box within his box. Always made sure to use a get yashan when taking his shots, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that Beis Shammai says, "Potra adam ishto beget yashan." A person may release his wife with an outdated get, but Beis Hillel forbids it. A get yashan is a fine koshin yisyachini mamaakrishik sabala. Any time that the husband was secluded with his wife after he wrote the get for her. The Gemara explains Beis Hillel's concern, "Gezer shem yomer get the kodim livna." There's a decree disqualifying a get yashan because otherwise people might say her get preceded her son. Daf Pei. So the standard simur Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. The green painter's ex-wife painter. That must be more on Daf Pei. The green painter's ex-wife who married another painter based on an invalid get and was told that she must leave both of them without receiving her ksuba and other things, which reminds us, the next mission brings an extensive list of consequences for one who marries based on an invalid get, meaning it was dated based on a different government or the wrong location was recorded. She must leave both husbands and requires a get from both, although she's legally married only to one. She does not receive the usual entitlements from either husband, the ksuba, the right to be ransomed, sustenance, or worn-out clothing, and must return any received. A subsequent child from either husband is a mamzer. So the green painter's ex-wife who married another painter based on an invalid get and was told that she must leave both of them without receiving her ksuba and other things, showed her get, which had been written according to the wrong government, to her friend, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if the date was written according to the wrong government, the get is invalid with all the relevant consequences. Ula explains that the rabbis enacted to date Gittin according to the local ruling government, Mishum Shal Malchus, to promote peace with the local government. Rashi explains that the rulers are pleased that their Jewish subjects honor them by using their names in their documents. So the green painter's ex-wife who married another painter based on an invalid get and was told that she must leave both of them without receiving her ksuba and other things, showed her get, which had been written according to the wrong government, to her friend, the Shomer Ziyavim, who had relations with another painter before discovering her tzara was an Ilanese and was now subject to all the same penalties. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that any erva whose tzaros were exempt from Yibum after the husband died childless, the Nisu, and the tzaros married other men, and the erva was found to be an Ilanese, they leave both husbands and are subject to all the penalties. The Gemara clarifies that even if they didn't marry the men but just had relations with them, they would be forbidden to their Yavam. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do you have a case of a husband throwing a get into the airspace of the roof or chatzer where his wife is standing? That's on daf Ein Tes. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss a get kareach? That's on daf Payoff. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we discuss a woman who found her get behind her husband? That's on daf Ayin Ches. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we win the Beis Hillel holds? Hen edi yichud, hen edi bia. That aiding to seclusion are effectively aiding to relations. That's on daf Payoff. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we discuss a get given on condition that the wife nurse the son and the question of how long she must nurse him for? That's on daf Ayin Hey. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we discuss the case of a get that's in her hand, but the string is attached to the husband and he can pull it towards himself? That's on daf Ayin Ches. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do we discuss a get yoshan? That's on daf Ayin Tes. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we discuss the case of a husband throwing the get to his wife in Rishus Rabim, and the dinim if it's closer to him, closer to her, or in between? That's on daf Ayin Ches. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that in earlier generations, Beis Shammai disqualified the kahuna where a get was merely written? That's on daf Payoff. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that when a husband throws a get into the chatzer, both the get and the chatzer come into the wife's possession simultaneously? That's on daf Ayin Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is everybody. Ram Gold from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.